Good morning and welcome back to Inside Agriculture. I'm Farm Director Shauna Olson. The late start to the growing season in the Corn Belt and the Northern Plains has farmers and traders worried. But as commodity marketing class at the University of Illinois found out, there is much more to be learned from the data. Todd Gleason has more.
This 400-level agricultural college class, taught by Scott Irwin, includes guest lectures by Illinois alum involved in price discovery. In this case, Mike Tenora from T-Storm Weather in Chicago. He's teaching them about how the weather and the markets work together. Right now, he tells them, is a good example of a weather market. The cold, the snowstorms, the damp air has not allowed farmers from Ohio to North Dakota to really begin the planting season.
In an ideal world, you would plant all your corn and all your soybeans in a very timely manner, have all that wrapped up sometime in the middle of May. But just given where we are today, if it turns out to be wet in that first week or two of May, then everybody's going to fall behind.
And everyone knows it. The trick is to find and use the weather data, which might help determine what the whole of this growing season could be like. And Tenora says this April will be one of the three coldest on record in the United States Corn Belt. There have been seven similar years since 1960, or the modern corn growing era. Corn yields fell short in six of the seven.
Well, the detrended yield for 2018 is right around 171 bushels per acre. Most of those years had yields between 166 and 170. One of the worst years was 1983. That was an outlier, though. We don't think that's one to focus on, but that one was much lower in the 140s.
Again, those are detrended yields, which puts them on an even footing with today. The point is that this crop season is cold, wet, and late. If it stays that way, and the odds now favor late, then chances are very good that corn yield will be below the trend line. I'm Todd Gleason.
The recently signed omnibus spending bill added an exception to the ELD mandate for livestock haulers until September 30th. Prior to the spending bill, the most recent extension was good until June 18th. Haulers aren't quite breathing a sigh of relief, though. The agriculture industry still needs to find a solution to the current problematic hours of service rule and ELD mandate. Jara Settles, General Counsel of Livestock Marketing Association, has been working on the issue since it heated up in September.
The delay was given to this particular industry due to the agency's understanding of the fact that we're a little bit unique in the commercial motor vehicle space. Our drivers are spending a lot of time in rural parts of America. They're probably not part of large trucking fleets. Many of them still use flip phones. So a lot of them at that point, and still even today, just didn't know about the new rules, didn't know how to come into compliance with the new rules, and were honestly pretty uncomfortable with the technology. That coupled with the fact that they're hauling, in the case of livestock, live animals, was looking like a recipe for disaster.
While the hours of service regulations have been around for years, the ELD mandate would change how drivers record those hours of service.
The idea is to make the paper logbooks, which truck drivers have been using forever, digital and have kind of an automatic recording function via the ELDs. At present, if no changes happen to the hours of service and if drivers must follow absolute technical compliance with the hours of service, we're going to see really impactful changes, especially to coastal cattle, cattle in the northwest and then into the southeast.
Stick around. More Inside Ag is straight ahead.